Governor Cuomo will not actually attend the convention until the day of his own nomination, but he did record a message announcing his choice of Hochul for a running mate.
Good afternoon, Democrats. I understand from all reports that you're having a great convention.
Cuomo says Hochul is a person who knows the needs of upstate New York and the particular needs of western New York. In a scripted delivery, Hochul talked up Buffalo and credited Cuomo.
In my hometown of Buffalo, we have seen an economic recovery that many politicians promised, but only Governor Cuomo was able to deliver.
Cuomo lost in the Buffalo region in 2010, so the choice of Hochul, who was also Erie County Clerk, can help him there, as well as appeal to women statewide. Hochul, like Cuomo, is considered a moderate Democrat. A Quinnipiac University poll finds, though, that the incumbent governor continues to face challenges pleasing the more progressive wing of his party. The poll shows while Cuomo is still nearly 30 points ahead of his Republican opponent Rob Astorino, a candidate running to the left of the incumbent governor would get 22% of the vote if the election were held today. Democrats have come up with one solution to the sentiments expressed in the poll: paint their Republican opponents as right-wing extremists linked to the Tea Party. A video shown to delegates was highly critical of GOP nominee Astorino and urged them to reject the ultra-conservative takeover of New York.
Their nominee for governor has called a woman's right to choose ghastly. He's told seniors who can't afford dentures to just eat soup.
A spokesman for Astorino, Jessica Proud, clarifies that the GOP candidate said abortion in the ninth month was ghastly, which she says is a position held by most pro-choice New Yorkers. And she says the soup comment was a joke. Hank Scheinkoff, a political consultant who is now working for Governor Cuomo, brushed off concerns of a threat from the left. He says Cuomo's moderate record of social liberalism on issues like legalizing gay marriage and fiscal conservatism, including imposing a property tax cap, will prove a winning formula.
When you run from the center and you are able to draw all kinds of people in, when you run all the way to the right, which is what the nominee of the other party has decided to do, you tend to alienate people, and that is the difference.
Ironically, the man who Cuomo replaced as the party's candidate for governor 4 years ago in 2010, former Governor David Paterson, may help Cuomo energize the left as well as the rest of his party. Paterson was named the new chair of the Democratic Party, and he spoke to the delegates.
So you thought you were rid of me. Thank you.
The former governor received a standing ovation from the crowd. Paterson replaces Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, who feuded with Cuomo and resigned, and her co-chair, Assemblyman Keith Wright. Paterson, like Wright, lives in Harlem. The former governor echoed a claim frequently made by Governor Cuomo that Westchester County, where GOP opponent Astorino is county executive, has the highest taxes in the nation.
They have the highest taxes, not only in this state, they're the highest tax county in the whole nation. Now, how is this possible? This is like getting Bernie Madoff to run the SEC or something. This just doesn't work.
Paterson, who famously got along with the then Republican leader of the Senate, Joe Bruno, says he could like Republicans if they were really Republicans. When Governor Cuomo is nominated on Thursday, he will get an additional boost from another politician popular with the progressive elements of his party. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is scheduled to deliver the nominating speech. At the State Democratic Party Convention on Long Island, I'm Karen DeWitt.